Chapter 25. If Foggy's interests had lain outside the law, if his passion had been innovation and invention instead, he knew exactly what he would have been working on, a fast-forward button. That kind of thinking was unlikely to land him in a place in the halls of the great philosophers and scientists of his time. Hell, it wouldn't even get him an entry-level position at Stark Industries. It would, however, lessen the long wait he had until things would be this easy and this domestic with Matt again. Foggy had it all planned out. He was impatient like that. It was going to take years. He and Matt still had at least 2 years of law school before they'd even graduate. Then there would be a clerkship and a couple of years of supervised practice as junior lawyers to get through before he could even start to think of having a life like this with Matt. Of having a house together and a dog, maybe even kids. It was years away, and he wanted to skip ahead to that part, to the part where he and Matt were accomplished and settled in their lives, grown up and going strong. But at the same time, he didn't want to miss a damn thing with him. It had been 3 days since that first kiss. There had been second and third kisses that were much more private than the first. For good reason. Just one reason, actually. Theo. His big brother was absolutely ecstatic about witnessing that first kiss, primarily because he'd bet Candace $20 that Foggy and Matt would be dating by Christmas. Kudos to Theo, he'd called it correctly with nearly 7 months to spare. Foggy didn't want to be around him right now with all the potential for an embarrassing amount of gloating, and he dreaded running into him. Fortunately for him, Theo's schedule was predictable. He worked 12 and sometimes 15-hour days in the butcher shop, proving himself to Dad, who didn't want to admit that his arthritis and his troubles with his back had slowed him up and increased his reliance on his elder son to keep the business running. The shop needed someone with a strong back and steady hands right now. That was Theo to a T. Foggy couldn't commit the time to the shop on a permanent or even regular basis. Apart from breaks or weekends, he lived and breathed law school, and he needed to keep things that way if he wanted to get good grades, which he did. But he wanted this too. He wanted lazy afternoons with Matt where the two of them weren't doing anything much, just snacking on Nutter Butters and hot chocolate and watching some mindless television. Stealing kisses and ad breaks and pointing out legal inaccuracies in the cop show they were watching, because it was fun and it made Foggy feel a little superior. That law degree was paying off. Well, not really. It would take years for him to make any kind of headway with his student loans, but this wasn't a bad way to pass the time. Matt curled an arm around his middle and tugged Foggy into his lap, and his insides melted into a puddle of happy goo. Yeah, this was the life he wanted, he decided, giving a contented sigh and snuggling deeper into Matt's hold. Does that actually work? He asked absently, watching a blind character ID a corpse by feeling its face. What? Matt muttered, his dopey grin making it apparent that his thoughts were not focused on the plot of the TV show. Touching people's faces, Foggy explained patiently. Does it help you to figure out what they look like? Yeah, absolutely, Matt agreed, nodding his head. Here, I'll show you. He gave Foggy a gentle nudge, encouraging him to sit up properly, which he did, looking into Matt's eyes as his roommate gently cupped one cheek and then the other with his hands. Foggy's breath caught as Matt traced his forehead and his nose, finishing by cupping his chin and kissing him, with a smug little chuckle that told Foggy Matt had played him artfully. But he just didn't care right now, not with Matt's lips pressed against his. Hollywood bullshit? Foggy asked, when Matt broke the kiss and leaned their foreheads together, one hand curled around the back of Foggy's neck. Pretty much, yeah, Matt agreed, shifting away from him and leaning back against the couch cushions with a lazy grin. If Matt corrected every single misconception Foggy had around blindness that way, with teasing and kisses, Well, Foggy just hoped that he would. He didn't mind Matt's teaching style at all. In fact, he much preferred it to how Matt had taught him in the beginning, with silence and coldness. This was much better, way more enjoyable. "Have you ever done that before?" Foggy asked, looking curiously at his roommate. "Kissed you?" Matt said with a little smirk. "Felt someone's face," Foggy clarified, shaking his head at Matt. "Once," his roommate admitted, his expression softening into something less teasing and more tender, nostalgic almost, a sweet smile curving his lips. He was so insistent about it, I just couldn't say no. Foggy tossed him an incredulous look. Yeah, that sounded about right. Matt was Mr. Mannerly at times, and he just wouldn't set boundaries that he sometimes should. He worried about him in that regard. People like Elektra, Sweeney, and Stick in particular worried him. The guy had some kind of hold over Matt that he just didn't understand. He grimaced, struggling to keep things light between them. "He, huh? Quite the heartbreaker, Mr. Murdoch," Foggy commented teasingly. "It was my dad," Matt said, and that almost made Foggy pause, but not quite, because he really didn't want to touch that subject right now. "Well, I don't know how things work in your family, and I'm certainly not judging," Foggy muttered, watching Matt's expression darken and then clear, the corners of his mouth twitching. "Shut up," Matt said, with a half-muffled laugh that made Foggy smile. His roommate gave him a playful shove, sending Foggy sprawling flat against the couch, not that he minded. Matt laughing was always better than Matt somber and sad, grieving his shattered family over a mug of spiked eggnog. This was better, because Matt was actually talking about his family, just without alcohol and the kind of soul-crushing grief that made Foggy die inside. "It was after the accident, when I woke up in the hospital," Matt explained, letting Foggy curl a comforting arm around him and draw him down on top of him. "He kept telling me to feel his face, and, you know, he really wasn't perfect, but he tried so hard for me." "Yeah," Foggy mumbled, not knowing what else to say. He settled for gently stroking Matt's hair instead, unable to quite prevent a soft sigh from escaping him. Too late, he remembered that was Father's Day next weekend. How was Matt going to handle that particular day, he didn't know. Did he have traditions to honor his dad, or was he likely to disappear to grieve alone? Foggy suspected it was the latter, but he couldn't ask him not to do that. Matt was such a private person. He felt things deeply, even if he didn't always show it. "You're frowning," Matt muttered, reaching for his forehead and tracing the little creases with his fingers. "Stop that," Foggy complained. He laughed, though, taking Matt's hand and drawing it to his lips, kissing his knuckles. He loved that, kissing Matt. He'd waited to for so long that he'd worried when it finally happened, he'd be too desperate and he'd scare Matt off. He was relieved to find that Matt seemed to enjoy lazy makeout sessions quite as much as he did. In fact, Matt was often the one who initiated those kisses. "So is it going to be like this with you and me now?" Foggy asked, looking longingly and adoringly at the man sprawled across him in his purple t-shirt and dark jeans. "Like what?" Matt said, like he didn't know. "You know what?" Foggy insisted with an air of impatience. Matt didn't say anything for a long moment. He just sighed and closed his eyes wearily, as if he was a little exhausted by Foggy's need for direct communication. But if Foggy had learned one thing about Matt, it was never to make assumptions about him. He really didn't want to go back to Columbia at the end of August and wind up with Matt utilizing "what happens on summer break stays on summer break." He couldn't risk it. "Do you need to put a label on it, Fog?" Matt asked, sounding so reluctant that Foggy immediately told him what he wanted to hear before promptly changing his answer. "No? Yeah, can I, please? I want a label," Foggy admitted, turning pleading puppy eyes on Matt, which probably didn't affect him at all. But what was the harm in trying? Okay, we're dating, and making out, and falling asleep in the same bed, Matt said with a slight frown. And having breakfast in bed, Foggy added, because while Matt complained about crumbs and smells, he just wasn't prepared to give up on bagels, lovingly prepared and served to Matt in bed 2 days in a row. I've never felt... Matt mumbled, his tone hesitant, the words evidently difficult for him to say. The way you make me feel is new and scary, and I don't ever want it to stop. Foggy gave a shaky exhale and nodded, rendered temporarily mute by Matt's words. He hadn't expected that at all. He just wanted confirmation that this was the new normal, not some summer romance that would fizzle out before he returned to law school, never to be spoken of again. It was by no means an I love you, but at the same time, it kind of was, and he was going to take it as such for now, until Matt stated it outright at least. So you've never felt, Foggy said tentatively, letting his words trail off. Never, Matt confirmed, as Foggy fought a smile and lost. Not even with... He just couldn't bring himself to say Electra's name, but from the look on Matt's face, he didn't need to. No. Hell no, Matt declared, so fiercely that Foggy's heart soared. Huh, was all he said, as if it was only mildly interesting that Matt had feelings for him and nobody else. Playing that off lightly was an impossibility. It was huge to Foggy. But he could see how much Matt had struggled to give him that much, and he decided not to push his luck with him, choosing instead to hold him a little closer. Matt let himself be held, neither of them even pretending to pay attention to the TV anymore. Real life was far more interesting. Okay, Matt mumbled uncertainly. Okay, Matt, Foggy agreed, smiling to himself. He didn't say anything more because he didn't need to. He was important to Matt, and nobody else came close to the place he held in Matt's heart, not even Electra, and that was a weight off his mind. He found that he didn't need a label as much as he'd thought. He didn't need Matt to tell him if it was just casual or something more serious. He knew it was the latter. And if Matt needed time to be able to tell him that, well, he could wait quite comfortably. Reassurance was helpful like that. End chapter 25.